Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yisod that the nes of Chanukah was that Hashem just let the lights, the candles, the oil burn according to its natural capacity, and not beyond that, wasn't any special miracle. It was just letting nature go. Normally Hashem stops it, but here Hashem didn't. And then after 8 days, he did. So he allowed the koach hispashtus of the ner to just continue. And that was what we had at Briyas HaOlam. We had unlimited power in nature. And Hashem stopped it. But if he wouldn't, then the oceans would overflow the land, etc., as we discussed in the previous shiur, based on the Gemara Chagiga Yud Beis. That's why you can light earlier, the day or before. You're lighting on Chaf Dalet for Chaf Hey, Chaf Hey for Chaf Vav, etc., etc. Because if Hashem wouldn't have put a limit on nature, then the day would keep going, the night would just keep going. So, therefore, we have this Koach of Hispashtus that we see, that's symbolized by the Neir Chanukah, so that's also expressed in Halacha. Beautiful idea. Now we're continuing again. This is based in the Torah of Rabbi Akona Gadol, Muflav Amuflag of Manzitzal. In Netzach Val Anisim we say, Masad Giborim Biad Chaloshim V'Rabim Biad Me'atim U'tmeim Biad Tehoilim U'Rishoim Biad Tzadikim V'Zeidim Biad Oiskei Soirot Secho U'Mefursam HaKoshi B'Zeh Sh'Rei Ikaro Shel Al Anisim ולהודות ולהלל על הניסים שהיו במלחמה ותשועה שהייתה על ידה. So the famous kasha is that the ikar of the nisim is to thank God, to praise God for the miracles that happened in the war. So bishlem amasati giboyrim biyad chaloshim v'rabim biyad me'atim. So this nes comes from Raftes Rivam. This is God doing this special miracle that the weak people should defeat the strong people, the fewer people should defeat the many people. Aval mesirat tmeim biyad tehorim v'reshaim biyad tzadikim v'zeidim biyad oskei toratecha. Where is the nes here? Is it mischayv mitzad ateva that the tmeim should beat the tehorim and that the reshaim should beat the tzadikim? Like, what's the huge miracle over here? So how is this included in the Hidah and the Nisim and the Neflois? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Kishem shebi'arnu le'inyan mitziut ha-teva sheyeshno bo koach ha-itpashtut mitzad echad ve'akoach ha-omer dai mitzad acher, just like we have in Teva. A koach is spashtus, the koach that says enough on one hand and it expands on the other. And Be'etzem, there's a melchama between them. Like the Medrash says that we alluded to in the previous shiur, that every wave comes and says, I am going to flood the world. And then the wave, there's a koach ha-meniyah. There's a power that stops it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koiveya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the fact that the koach of Dai should always beat the other kochos. Harei kamokein u gam b'kdusha. מצד אחד, והתומעה מצד שני, ובצדקות מצד אחד, וברשות מצד שני, ובעסק התורה מצד אחד, ובזידים מיד שני. So we see this the same thing in Tuma versus Tara, in Sidkus versus Rishus, in עסק התורה versus זידים. והוא, שכל אחד ואחד מהם יש לו עוד כוח ההתפשטות, ומלחמה ישנה ביניהם על זה. אלא שבניגוד למלחמה על חוקי של חוקי הטבע, הרי כאן שייכת ניצחון והפסד על ידי מעשה בני אדם לזכותם. So each of them has koach of his pashtus, and there's a melchama between the good and the evil, between what's right and what's wrong, between what's pure and what's impure. But in contrast to the war between the chuke ateva, meaning the chuke ateva, the laws of nature, of koach his pashtus, the power of expansion, versus the power that stops it. Here, the victory and loss relate to the maisim of people. And that's what we see in the Gemara and Bava Batra, Batav Zayin Amud Bet, Esperei Mechol Yirbun, Maaseihem Shel Tzadikim Shemechol Yirbun V'Kal V'Chomer, Oma Chol Shemu'at Megin Al Hayam, Maaseihem Shel Tzadikim Shem Merubim, Kol Shekein Shemeginim Al Hayam. So just like the Kal V'Chomer, the sand protects the sea, and there's only a little bit of sand, the Maisim of Tzadikim, which are much, certainly they protect them. So L'Chayra, what's pshat? The chol is megin al hayam. What koach does it have to be megin? But like we said from the Baruch Chagiga, klapei hayam sheyam mitpashet v'olech, the yam would just keep going. Hashem not said die. Die is a koach that's moneh, is pashtus, that prevents expansion. V'klapei ze ne'amar b'pasuk ze, she'akoach hamoneh et hitpashtut hayam, hu koach shenatan Hashem b'chol shehu yiyeh hadai hamoneh et hitpashtut hayam. So we see in the Pasuk that the koyach that prevents the expansion of the sea is a koach that Hashem gave in the sand, that will be the dye that prevents the enough, that prevents the espashtus hayam. And that's the koach of dye that prevents expansion, espashtus. And klapei ze amrinan, shekenu legabe koach et pashtut shel harishayim. So there's also a koach espashtus of Rishoyim, Shebolis Spashit, Ulevatil, Ulahavsi, the Satsadik, that is coming to destroy, nullify the Tzadik, Vizomem, Rasha, Latsadik, Umevakesh Lehamito. And a Rasha is his Zomem to a Tzadik and wants to kill him. And that's the Koyach of Rishoyim. Ela, Sheyeshno Gvul, Hamoneat Pashtuto. What is the Gvul that prevents the Ispashtus of the Rishoyim? Those are the Kochos of Tzidkus that prevent the Ispashtus HaResha. V'klapei ze dima katuv et ma'asehem shel tzadikim l'chol hayam shekoach bo lemnoat et pashtut shel HaResha lechalotam u'mikar v'chomer v'haynu demashvel lehem ha'katuv. So that's the comparison that the Pasuk is making. Just like the Yam, the chol prevents the sea from just keeping on going, so too kal v'chomer, the tzaddikim prevent the rishayim from being mispashit, because tzaddikim have many maisim as opposed to chol, which relatively isn't so big compared to the yam. So the comparison is that they both prevent the hispashtus of the yam and of the rishayim. Beautiful. V'zem v'o'ar v'ma shekatav Rashi v'farashat miketz על מה שכתוב שם, וכל שדי ייתן לכם רחמים, רשי וכל שקי, שדי בנתינת רחמיו, וזהו פשוט. So it's enough with the giving of his mercy. ומדרשו, מי שאמר לעולם די, יאמר לצרותי, שלא שקטתי מנעורי, צרת לבן, צרת עשיו, צרת רחל, צרת דינה, צרת יוסף, צרת שמעון, צרת בנימין. So this is Yaakov speaking, and he said, what does it mean, v'kel shakai yitain lechem rachamim? The one who said die should also say that to my tzaris. Because I have had a very difficult life. I haven't had any peace. I had the tzar of love and Esav, Rachel, Dina, Yosef, Shimon, Binyamin. So many tzaris. As mevo'ar, שאותו עניין של כוח של די שישנו במי שאמר לעולמו די ישנו גם בצרות הבאות על הצדיק שעיקרם הוא בניסיונות של כוח הרשע להכשילו ולבטלו וכלפי זה ישנו די המונע להתפשטות זו של הצדיק כשם שישנו הכוח של די בעולמו. So there's a כוח of די that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tzaras, and he says, die to the tzaras, just like he says, die to the world. ולפי זה נראה שההדגשה שישנה בברכת על הניסים, what is the emphasis in על הניסים? When we say all these masartas, it's explaining it wasn't a nes של נתינת כוח ל- למעטים שיהיו יותר מהמרובים, ושל החלשים שיותר מהגיבורים. No, it's not that there were more kochos given to the few than to the many, to the weak than to the strong. No. אלא נאמר כאן שהניצחון בא על ידי ביטול ההגבלה הטבעית שישנה בכוחות האדם, שעל ידי זה ישנו ממילא כוח בלתי מוגבל לחלשים ולמעטים, שאין כל כוח נגדי שנשאר בטבעו יכול לעמוד כנגדו. What was said here was that the ניצחון came through the nullification, the removal, the cancellation of the natural limitation that kochos ha'adam have. And memela, he has limitless kochos. The chaloshim have limitless kochos. The ma'atim have limitless kochos. And no opposing force can withstand their kochos. And that is expressed also in the fact that there was here a hisgabrus, a empowerment of the koach of tzaddikim over and above the koach of rishayim that limit the koach of the tzaddikim and of the koach of tahorim on the tameim that limit the koach of tahara. There are two conflicting forces, two opposing forces, and here what Hashem did was he just allowed one force to follow its natural path and not to be limited, not to be held in check. So therefore the tahorim were unlimited in their power, the tzaddikim were unlimited in their power, the oskei Torah were unlimited in their power. So all Hashem, all these masartas were Hashem giving unlimited koyach ha-hispashtus. ומכוח התפשטות של כוחות אלו של צדיקים ותורים ועוסקי תורתך, גברו כוחות אלו על אלו בניגוד למה שהיה עד הניצחון, שחד שלום היה נראה, כתגברות של כוחות הרע על כוחות הטוב, ולכן נכללו כולם כאחת. וזה מה שכתוב במשך הברכה, ואחר כך בואו בניך לדביר ביתך, ופינו את היכליך, ותיארו את מתגשך, והדליקו נרות בחצרות קדשך. והיינו, שהיינו אמנם שהביור על התגברות הכוח של החלשים, נאמר בריש הדברים במה שכתוב רבת את ריבם, אבל עדיין יש צורך לבאר במה התבטאה התגברות הכוחות של ראשים ביד הצדיקים. So, we had the koach of his pashtus of the tzaddikim, the tahorim, the oskei Torah secho. Until this victory, it would appear that the kochos hara were overpowering the kochos hatov. But now it is no longer like that. So therefore, all these masartas are saying the same thing, that the natural power was not held in check, and therefore tzaddikim, tahorim, oskei Torah secho, Me'atim, Chaloshim, all of them were allowed to be, were victorious over the other kochos because now their kochos were unlimited. And that's what we say, v'hemshech habracha, v'achar kach ba'u banecha, afterwards your children came to the Beis HaMikdash and they cleaned it out and they purified the Mikdash and they lit the candles in the Chatzos Kodshecha. In other words, the biur, the explanation of the hiskabrus, of the empowerment of the weak over the strong, etc., 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 was said at the beginning. When it says, Raftis, Rivum, Dante, Zinum, God, it's you doing it. You're the one who removed the koach of maniyah, of impairment. They were no longer impaired, they can just keep going. But still, we have to explain, how is this expressed, the kochos of the Rishayim, Be'ad, Tzadikim? And on this, the biur comes that there was this gabrus of kochos ruchnim of the tzaddikim over the kochos hatachtonim, the lower kochos, which is koach haresha, because they were mefana the hechel mishkan Hashem be'olam hazeh, sharat egiyu lav upagu bo rishayim, they contaminated it. Shem hakochot shel geshem va'artziyut, all these kochos of physicality, earthliness. And now the koach of tzaddikim, the ruchnius, was empowered. The ruchnius was victorious. And now God is dwelling in his hechel. So pinu et hechalecha, they cleaned it out from all of the avodah zarah and all the bad stuff, all the impurity of the rishayim. And Tiharuat Mikdashecha, which is the Isgabris of Kochos at Taharis, and now Pinus Hechalach, it's God's Hechal, now God to dwell in the Hechal again. Because the Kochos Haruchniyam are stronger. Tiharus Mikdashecha, they purify the Mikdash, which is Isgabris Koch at Tahara and Tumah. Till now, Isgabris Kum Tumah al Tahara, Liguneris Bachatzis Kachecha, the menorah is Neged Torah Va'ora. So that's Oske Torah Secha. So it comes out. That we say in Tefillah, Masarta Tahirin, Tmeim Biat Tahirin, Vashem Biat Tzadikim, Vizedim Biat Atzki Sarasecha. So the Tmeim Biat Tahirin, so we were Matayr, the Mishkan, Tiaruz Mikdashecha, that's the Tahirin, power of Tahirin overcame. Pinu Asechalecha, the power of the Tzadikim, the Ruchnias. Over the Rishayim, which allowed God to dwell once again in the Hechal. And at Likun Neros, Neros is Zaydin Biaros Gesar Asecha, Shari Yadua Shemenorah, Neged Torah Ve'orah. And here there was a Kisgabris HaKorach Shalos Gesar Asecha La Zaydin, Shebitlo Es HaTorah, Manu Es HaTlokas HaMenayir Shekoach HaTorah. Ve'al Zeh Kavu Shmonat Yimei Chanukah Kamoshe, Be'ezrat Hashem, Od Neva'er. ומעתה נראה כך, שאחרי שביארנו מדברי הרמב״ם שעיקר העניין של חנוכה, the עיקר עניין of חנוכה, as we explained in the previous year, was the שבח and הוידו, and the נס הניצחון, and the miracle of the victory at war, and like we see in the מירס על הניסים, that the נס of פח השמן is not even mentioned, just the נס of the ניצחון and the ישוע, הרי עיקר העניין של ההדלקה, ובתורת ביאור לנס, וחיוב ההודעה הבא מביאור זה. So the עיקר עניין of הדלקה is an explanation of this miracle, and the obligation to thank comes from this explanation, that emerges from this explanation. Because definitely the Nitzachon was a miracle that we have to thank Hashem for it, both on the Toitzah, which is the actual Yeshua, and on the fact that there was a gilui that we have in every nes, a revelation of God of God's power. But yesh lefaresh et malach shel nitzachon, malach shel shar hanisim. You can explain this miracle like we explain other miracles, that it's gilui of koach Hashem that overpowers kochos hateva, that overpowers nature. And that's how there was a victory, nature was vanquished. But as we said in the previous shiur, we explained that that wasn't the mahalach of nes Chanukah. Nes Chanukah was the removal of boundaries, that there were boundaries for Teva, and now it was removed. Mikoach Atzman Shal Yisrael, She'acharei Shebatla Hagbala Al Kocham, Ayidei Zeh Mimela, Mitpashet HaKoach B'li Gvul. What was the miracle? The miracle was that the Jewish people's power, just like the power of the Shemen wasn't limited, so too the power of the Jewish people wasn't limited. Their Koach was Mispashet B'li Gvul. What was it? Yeshno gilui v'shayachut shel haragasha v'ri'iya be'en sof shel hakadosh baruch hu. And with this, there is a revelation and a shayachus of a feeling, of a seeing, of God's ein sof. And as we see, mima shebara Hashem b'teva, sheyesh bo onyan zeh shel b'lo gvul, mechamat shenivra me'Hashem. Just like we see, like we spoke about in the previous year, we see the power of God in nature. And therefore nature has the power of below gvul, if Hashem had not placed the boundaries to it and limited it and said, die. And this is a greater gilui than the other nisim, because this shows the tremendous power of the world that Hashem created. Vizagam gilui na'ala yotel. So Mod Manyena Agav, it connects, we always connect Chanukah and Purim together, the two winter holidays, the two Rabbanan holidays. So we always talk about how Purim is everything was Teva. Here also, you see the Koach of Teva. The Nes was the removal of the enabling Teva to do what it really can do, had there not been a Koach of Maniyah. אז גם בחגבני מתחייבת יותר להודעת שואה שבאה באופן זה, ואשר בחגבני פרשו שבאה תשואה מכוח עצמן של ישראל. So here, God was allowing our unlimited power. We have unlimited power. Had God not put a check on our power, had God not limited our power would be unlimited. And that's exactly what happened on Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, the natural koch of the Jewish people was let loose, was set free. And therefore, there isn't a nahama de kisufa. There isn't this bread of embarrassment that we have when we get other nisim. Other nisim are just like, you know, a kiss from Shemaim, a gift from above. But this is our own kochos, Hashem allowing our own kochos to be expressed. זה גם גילוי נעלה יותר מגילוי של שאר ניסים. As we explained, it's a greater גילוי. הגילוי המהלך זה של ניצחון בא מנס פח השמן. And the revelation of this מהלך of the ניצחון comes from the פח השמן. As we said, the פח השמן, we explained in previous year, פח השמן is מגלה the נס of the ניצחון. That's the expression of the נס of the ניצחון. How do we do that? Because you have the ספשטס of כוח הדולק שישנו בכל שמן. וכן מוכרח בלאו הכי, שרבה היא שמן זית דווקא למנורה, ואם דלק על ידי נס, הרי זה שמן נס ולא שמן זית. ובעל כוח שמעצם טבעו של שמן זית, ישנו בו כוח התפשטות. This is what we discussed in a different shir, that famous Reb Chaim, that it has to be שמן זייס, it can't be שמן נס. So you can't say that the שמן that was lighting was שמן נס. You have to have שמן זייס, or if cook has a letter, and if Meir Dan Plotsky answers, and he goes to the Raya, whether you need to, whether other shmanim are okay. Rabbi Kiva Eger says shmanim, it says in the Gemara, mashma, the other shmanim are okay, but assuming other shmanim are not okay, that you dafka need shemen zayis, like the Torah says, so it has to be shemen zayis that was lit. So what do you mean the shemen zayis? The shemen zayis just kept, it just kept going. It showed the power of the shemen zayis. It wasn't shemen eis, it was shemen zayis. V'gilui ze me'ir et kol ma'alach ha'nitzachon, shenes ze haya hemshech v'siyum lo, shema'alach b'ze haya ba'ofen shenitbayir. וזהו המבואר ברמב"ם, שהדלקת הנרות באה להוסיף בשבח הקל והודיה לו על הניסים שעשה לנו. והיינו, שבהדלקת הנרות וההתבוננות במעשה של פח השמן, מתבאר מהלך הניצחון, שבאופן שיש בו תוספת בשבח השם, כפי שנתגלה ממעשה זה, וגם שיש להוסיף בהודיה שכנתבאר, מתחייב כן באופן של נס ותשועה כזו. And this gilui shines, this gilui of the Neros, shines the whole mahalach of the Nitzachon. It's mamash ahemshech of the Nitzachon. The Nitzachon was the limited power of the Jews was set loose, and the unlimited power was exposed, was revealed, nothing stopped it. And so to the Shem, the same thing happened. That's why the Rambam says, that hadlokas ha-Neros, ba'al lo'hoisif b'shevach ha-kel v'hoidal ha-nitzim sh'asal lanu. But hadlokas ha-Neros, you look at the ma'isa of the Pach HaShemen, we see the mahalach of the Nitzachon, so it's a tzevah shevach an-Hashem. That you see, wow, not only did we win, but look at how we won. We won with our own kochos. We have to keep adding. It's a hosefa of hodoya. That we have such a miracle. Because now it's us. It's no name of the kisufa. And that's what the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel. Shebo neros kedei legalos hanes. In other words, to be megala, what mahalach the nes was. What was the nature of this miracle? And now we understand. And this is a hakara. B'shevach hakel, like the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet. Therefore, the Mamish stems beautifully with the Rambam's Lashonos. And we read out in the first shir that it adds to the Shevach of Hashem, and this is Megala the Neis. It adds to the Shevach of Hashem. You see the Mahalach of the Neis. And that's a greater Shevach. That's a greater Hodot Hashem. And you appreciate it even more. It's not Namad Kisufa, as we said. ומבואר שפיר מה שכתב הרמב״ם שהדלקת הנרות היא ההודעה שקבעו אותה לשנה אחרת שרי אכן so we saw in the Rambam that what's the hoido we saw Rashi says that what's my hoido hoido is על הניסים אבל לפי הרמב״ם what's my hoido hoido is that Hadlokas Neiris, that they were koiver l'shana acheris. How's that hoido? Sharei achen b'hakara, u'b'tziyun ha'akara zo, al nesa milchama b'maaseh shal hadlakat hanerot, Yesh b'zeh tosefet shevach v'tosefet hodaya. This is an added shevach, an added hodaya. And that's what it saw in the Riaz. Hodaya hanu adlokas anil chanukah v'azkara b'tfile. Sh'arei kan et berachin inyan echad mamash havushel hodaya. It's the same hodaya. In other words, the hodaya of tfilas in the Alanisim. The Alanisim expresses that the limited power was let loose and was let to be unlimited. All of these, their kochos were let free. There was no koach hamaniyah. And that's exactly what we're showing by the Neira. So it's really a mechanem shutaf. It's really a common denominator between the two. That we asked the previous year, what's the common denominator between Neir Chanukah and Azkar B'Tfilas Zel B'Zach? It's showing the unlimited power of nature. If Hashem lets it free without stopping it. And that requires a special hoidah. So we thank Hashem specially for that. Again, now there's no namad kisufa. Now we appreciate the power that Hashem put in nature. So hadvarim hem mamash meirei naim shovevei nefesh. Uvirtzot Hashem darkeinu, anachnu bezrat Hashem, namshich bepam haba'a, v'nireh od v'od b'li neder nefla'ot rabot v'gdolot mitorat Hashem. והדברים היו ועונג רב לי אני מקווה גם לכם thank you so much for listening we should be so glad to have the kochos to continue and the financial means and the simchas chaim and everything we need shalom shalom